We join an ocean voyage for today's GeoQuiz. We're checking the progress of an unusual vessel called the Plastiki. It's a raft made partly out of recycled bottles. The name Plastiki sounds a lot like Kon-Tiki, and that's no coincidence. The vessel's crew is retracing Thor Heyerdahl's famous Kon-Tiki expedition across the Pacific Ocean to the Polynesian Islands. Last we told you about Plastiki, the crew was getting ready for departure from San Francisco. They've been at sea now for 54 days. The Plastiki is sailing south of the Hawaiian Islands, headed for Fiji. Current longitude is 160 degrees west, and its latitude is zero. That puts Plastiki squarely on, well, that is the question. What's another name for zero latitude? Hang on, we'll try and reach the crew on board by sat phone and get the answer. David de Rothschild, hi, you're the head of this mission on the Plastiki. Tell us your location, please.
Hey, Marco, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
We've actually just crossed the equator last night from the northern hemisphere into the southern hemisphere. Actually, only moments ago, I was just covered in a very odd-smelling concoction, which the other two crew members poured on us. Equator virgins. It was an offering to Neptune, the god of the sea, to repent our sins. But considering we've been out here for 50-odd days, you know, looking to protect the ocean, I think Neptune hopefully is on our side. And we've had safe passage so far. You know, the reason why we're here is much more serious, is the fact that we are really seeing these human fingerprints all across our oceans. You know, the reality is that this is a problem that's getting worse. We're seeing a lot of everyday items floating past us. We're seeing in the middle of the Pacific not long ago when we were out there, middle of nowhere, diving off underneath the boat, seeing flecks of plastic littering the life layer of the ocean, which is the light layer of the ocean, which is far more ominous than most people realize, because it actually then soaks back into the food chain and actually gets into ourselves through the fish that we eat and consume.
Well, I'd like to ask you about that in just a second, but I want to make sure our listeners know that the answer to today's GeoQuiz is obviously the equator. I say obvious because it was a pretty easy question. 0 degrees latitude is the equator, which you've just crossed. Now, back at sea now, Mr. Rothschild, after a stopover on Kirmasi Island, sometimes called Christmas Island, and I read on your blog that you had a fairly impressive cortege of dolphins escorting you from Christmas Island.
Yeah, that was it was about a pod of 40 dolphins. Unbelievable that you just spin and play underneath the bow of the boat, literally knocking their tails against the bow of the boat. One of them actually knocked its tail against my feet as I was sitting on the front. And they really are just spectacular, and it makes you realize, obviously, how majestic and how special our oceans are. And, you know, the reality is that our oceans cover 72% of our planet. We are a blue planet. We're a planet that is totally reliant on the vitality of our oceans, and the way that we are treating the oceans, unfortunately, is very much out of sight, out of mind. You don't really see the trash on the surface. We saw quite a lot of trash in the very beginning, bottles, bags, nets. You know, really sort of the four main items ending up in our oceans, plastic, and the four main items are the plastic bag, the plastic water bottles, and the plastic soda bottles, the lids from those containers, those bottles, and styrofoam. And we saw a lot of that early on in the expedition as we were up in the North Pacific. We would see a lot of these flecks of plastic, these micro flecks, and these bits of plastic are acting as toxic sponges that are then really pulling all the toxins back into our food chain. So that, to me, has been one of the biggest surprises, to be 1,000 miles from anywhere and really see the suspended mess of plastic. It was very overwhelming, and it makes you realize that we have to stop this problem before it gets into the ocean, rather than letting it get into the ocean and start to sort of react by saying, well, how do we clean it up? Do we need to stop it?
Phase one of your journey is now over. You've embarked on phase two, which is the crossing from Christmas Island to Fiji. The soda bottles themselves are holding up pretty well.
It's amazing. We built this cage to hold all the bottles in place. We dive regularly underneath the boat to check the bottles. You know, the bottles are holding up well and providing us with 68% of our buoyancy, so they're very important to the functioning of this vessel.
That's impressive. How many bottles in total?
We have about 11,900 bottles, just under 12,000 bottles.
What are the bottle deposit charges in Fiji? Is it a nickel or a dime?
I think it's a nickel. I'm not sure. I haven't actually ever been to Fiji. Hopefully we won't be depositing any bottles.
I was going to say, you get $600
in place. And I think one of the things that, you know, I really have learned on this voyage so far is we all have to look at ourselves and say, how can we contribute to the solutions that are available today? And really, I hope that everybody can look at the voyage and say, what is my Plastiki? And really use Plastiki as a metaphor for change, as an inspiration for solutions, to show that we can find solutions to the problems that we are seeing and reading about today.
David de Rothschild, having just crossed over the equator, thanks very much for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Michael.